Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth.
And we are going to say hello to John. John is the owner of Big Air Trampoline Park, and we are so excited to talk to him. John, how are you today?
I am so good today. Thank you for asking, and thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, my goodness. Well, tell us more about the trampoline park that you have, and I'm excited to learn more about it because this is something that, boy, I can just imagine you can get the jumps out for all your kids, and it's a great place to have some parties, and you've coined the phrase a trampoline park like no other because you have two attractions that no other trampoline park in the Twin Cities has. Can you tell us about that, please?
Sure. And it's actually probably three and maybe even four attractions.
Oh.
So now please tell me if I am talking too much. Please feel free to interrupt, but I have a way of just talking. My wife and I, 2 years ago, we were in the process of selling a business that we had owned and operated for 6 years. We ran it successfully, but we felt that we were being pulled in a different direction. And a seed was planted in our head to join a franchise called Big Air that is nationwide. We are still fairly small, but growing rapidly. And we bought the franchise license for our area, which is basically south of the river on the South Metro side. And the concept is what intrigued us, and it was the people at Big Air Corporate that really drew us in. We immediately felt like we were a part of a family, and we still do, and that's very, very important to us. It's not just a business. It truly is a way of life for us, and we're grandparents, so we know how important it is to our kids to find healthy, impactful and almost nutritious ways of exercising and spending time with the kids. And what we found when we started looking for our attractions is trampoline parks are, there's several brands throughout the Twin Cities and they're all fabulous, but what they lacked was innovation, you know, and kids are so immersed in technology these days. They love their technology, whether it be their video games or their phones, or, you know, and we wanted to incorporate that, but in a very, very healthy way. So we came across several attractions that gamify, if you will, electronically, physical activity, using trampolines, using motion sensor pads, augmented reality, and you are literally immersed into a video game as a character. But you play the game by moving, jumping, crawling, spinning. It's still all activity-based, and that's what is so unique about Big Air Burnsville. And nobody else to date has it in the Twin Cities, and we're very proud of that, to be innovative and be able to bring that to the marketplace.
Yeah, no kidding. So tell us more about that, please, because that is a concept that I guess for sure sets you apart and really is innovative. Did you come up with that yourself?
We did. Now, the attractions that we brought in, they are available out in the marketplace. Some of them are fairly new. Others have been around for a while. They are both European-based, and the concept is much bigger over in Europe than it is here, but it's starting to catch on, and other park owners are realizing that, you know, the kids do love their technology, and we've actually had a couple of different park owners from different brands visit us to look at our attractions, you know, contemplating should they put it into their parks as well. So we had a lot to choose from, but I think we chose very wisely and very smartly. You know, while I do recognize that electronics are big in the lives of kids these days, I made my wife and I a promise that I have kept, and I promise to keep it. I will never have a single arcade game in this park because they get enough of that at home, right? They use their thumbs as they sit down. They play their Nintendo Switch. They don't need that here. What we wanted for Big Air Burnsville was a place where kids can have fun and run and jump and slide and do all of the things other than sitting on their couch moving their thumbs.
Well, I'm sure that you have been just delighted to watch this come together and really see your ideas and your hopes and dreams fulfilled in these kids' lives.
Absolutely. We have a lot of regular members now that have memberships, and we know them by name. We know the kids by name. They come here. It's a safe place to have fun. It truly is a dream come true, being able to provide a safe, fun place for the kiddos to come. And it's such a compliment when parents come back to us and say, you know what, the kids were all hot and sweaty when they got in the car and they were asleep within 5 minutes.
You got it. That is, that's the goal.
Especially the little ones, you know, they have so much energy to burn, and it's just nonstop here, and the parents love it.
Well, let's talk about having a party there, because that certainly is something that it would be fun and different, and it's super convenient for our listening area. How could we go about planning a party, and what does that look like?
Well, booking a party here at Big Air is actually very easy. You can do it either online, or you can just call in to our events manager or even myself. We have 5 dedicated party rooms, and obviously Saturday and Sunday parties are the most preferred time to do it, but we have the rooms available. Normally, it is the base package would be for like a party of 10 kiddos, the birthday kid and 9 friends, and it can go up from there. We can accommodate almost, I think, 300 people. Yeah, if you really wanted to have a party, we could accommodate 300 people in a sit-down party. That would pretty much take up the whole park, but we haven't done that yet, but we've had a lot of inquiries to that end. But each of the party rooms themselves seat about 35 people comfortably. And typically the packages start with an hour of jumping time and then an hour in the party room. And it comes with pizza and beverages and a huge cotton candy tower at the very end for a dessert for the kids. And it goes up from there. There's different levels where you can add more time and more pizzas and beverages to the party packages.
Wow, that is super cool. John, I was just thinking when you mentioned you could have, you know, a ton of people, just think about if you had another business before, you know how important it is for teamwork. Do you ever have adults that maybe want to rent this out? And
yes.
Okay.
Yes. As a matter of fact, they are the most interested party. Typically, when it comes to this, we actually have a B2B or business-to-business partner affiliate that is interested in hosting their end-of-year employee celebration party and are looking at buying out the park for a couple of hours to reward their employees for a fantastic year. We have corporate customers who are looking for team-building exercises because several of our games are very, very oriented towards team-building. So that is a popular theme as well. It's not just for kids anymore.
Well, I love that. When was the last time you were on a trampoline?
Yesterday.
Oh, I love that answer. There is just something so freeing, isn't there, about being on a trampoline? I think as an adult, we're maybe a little hesitant to get on one at our, you know, our advanced age. And what the heck, I'm telling you, you can't help but smile and laugh, right?
Absolutely. It's so freeing. You know, there is a freedom in jumping. And it's interesting because it's effortless, and yet it's still a lot of work. Me as an adult, I have done the, you know, the health clubs, and you lift weights or you get on a bicycle and, you know, as a spinning class or something to get exercise, and you it's a little mundane and mind-numbing, you know, just lifting the dumbbells. You come and you jump on a trampoline or you run through our 3-story Arena X, 2,400 square feet obstacle course, and you come out gasping for air, dripping in sweat, and a huge smile on your face. You know, it's amazing, like even just jumping on a trampoline, how physically strenuous it is and how good it is for a cardio workout while you are just having fun.
Look at this. This is another byproduct of that. So we don't just drop our kids off. We can actually participate as well, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. One thing that we felt it was important to do was involve not just the kiddos, but the parents as well. So we offer a very, very heavily discounted parent pass, which most parents do take us up on so that they can participate with the kiddos in having all that fun. So yeah, very, very important. Very important to include the entire family, and this is a great place to do that.
So when you talked about you had another business before, what was that business, and what was it that called you into this trampoline world?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm not sure if we have enough time for that, but it was a floral home and garden shop out of Minnetonka. So we've jumped around from one industry to a very different industry. We ran that one successfully, but we knew that our time was being called into a different purpose, and we really, really didn't know what we wanted to do when we did find a buyer for our first business, and we started searching around across different industries. And one day I got a marketing unsolicited email from the franchise headquarters of Big Air. I think honestly at the time I never had even heard of a trampoline park before, and that seed was planted. And I'm a very faith-filled person, and to me this was very much a God thing, because he just created the pathway of zero resistance to go from conception to opening our doors. In it truly was just a small seed that was planted that is now flourishing, and it couldn't have happened at a better time in our lives and for any better reason than why we exist today.
Oh my gosh, what a great story, but what an interesting path, and what two very, very different kinds of businesses.
Yes, you've been very, very much so involved. Went from designing dozens of roses for Valentine's Day to attracting kiddos to come in here and have Arena X competitions and see how many light pods they can in a 3-minute time frame. Very different indeed.
But yet there are similarities, I would assume, in owning businesses across the board, right?
There are. I mean, the first business laid the foundation for running this business.
Oh.
The operations, you know, the whole back end of hiring and mentoring employees and furthering their development, you know, all the whole back end administrative, that was all kind of the same concept, but the product, if you will, is very different. And this one really touches our heart, because we get to hear kids laughing and screaming in joy every day. Every day that we walk in here, it's always the same thing, yet every day is different.
Oh, I would assume every day is different. So how does it work? If we would like to come and visit you, our first step probably would be to go online, because I know that you would like us to sign a waiver and just learn more about the different attractions. So is that probably our best bet?
It is, especially if you're unfamiliar with us as a brand, or if you're unfamiliar with the trampoline and adventure park in general. There's a wealth of information on our website. You can look at the different parks throughout the United States, or just focus specifically on Big Air Burnsville, because each park, the owners are empowered to bring the attraction that touches their hearts the most and their specific demographics. So each park has different attractions with some commonality across it, but each park has its own web page which describes the specific attractions at each park and the whole process. There's, again, a wealth of information on memberships and what the daily tickets are and how to book a party and what the parties include. So that would be a great place to start. You can also call us with any questions, and we'd be happy to answer, or you can just drop in. The check-in process is very, very quick. It does expedite things to sign a waiver online, which you can do, but you can also fill them out here at one of our waiver kiosks, and it's usually less than 5 minutes from the time you enter the door to the time that you're jumping on the trampolines.
So when you mentioned that you have the freedom as a franchise owner to kind of make it your own, that must have been a big draw for you as well.
Absolutely, yes. We actually feel like this is our own business. We created this park from an old PetSmart location. They vacated last August, and we took it over in November and built it into what it is today. So that's one of the things that I marvel with Paula, still my wife, my beautiful wife, that everything that is in this park is because we brought it here, we created it, we envisioned it, and it went from an empty, gutted shell to what it is today. And we couldn't be any more proud of what we've been able to accomplish here. And they being a bigger corporate, it truly is like having a family that stands behind you. They give us the latitude of making virtually all of our decisions on our own. And obviously by still staying behind the big air charter and what they stand for in the branding, but most of the business decisions we get to make on our own, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful relationship. I couldn't say anything better. The feelings that they give us of ownership and pride in ownership, I don't think it would be a hard match with any other franchise.
Wow.
And I don't think we could have done this on our own either. I mean, without the help of the Big Air brand and all of the assistance and support that they gave us through construction and our grand opening, and even today in day-to-day operations, it's just been a fabulous relationship, and we couldn't be any more thankful for them at corporate.
Well, we could not be more thankful that you called in to tell us about this great place. And boy, my wheels are turning about all the different ways that we could come and enjoy Big Air Burnsville. And again, the location is 14290 Plymouth Avenue in Burnsville. Give them a call at 952-460-5867. Or you can go online at bigairusa.com and then search the Burnsville store to learn more about all the great things that John chatted about, and make a perfect day for you, or get a membership for as little as $1 a day. What the heck? Pretty nice. John, we wish you continued success, and thank you so much for calling in today. It was really fun to learn about this place.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yes, you might see me and some Depends come soon to Big Air.
I love it. We look forward to you walking through our doors.
you'll know me when you see me. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Well, have a great day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.